This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. India's tally of coronavirus infections rose on Monday to just short of 20 million. The numbers propelled by a 12th straight day of more than 300,000 new cases, as scientists predicted the pandemic could peak in the next couple of days. The death toll rose by more than 3,400 to about 219,000, Health Ministry data show. At least 3.4 million people are currently being treated. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, told CBS's Face the Nation TV show, "We are rushing to aid India. However, the U.S. is also taking measures to prevent the spread of the virus." The White House said Friday that starting Tuesday, the U.S. will stop incoming flights from India. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London for talks with his counterparts from G7 nations, the coronavirus pandemic, Russia, and China, among likely agenda items during 3 days of formal meetings and side discussions. Iran and North Korea, two nations whose nuclear programs have been the focus of negotiations in recent years, are set to be discussed at a working welcome dinner on Monday night. The European Union's executive has recommended easing COVID-19 travel restrictions next month to let foreign travelers from more countries enter the EU, hoping to boost the stricken tourism industry this summer. Under current restrictions, people from only 7 countries, including Australia and Singapore, can enter the EU on holiday, regardless of whether they have vaccinated against COVID-19, but subject to tests or quarantine. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.